Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I had just finished my K-pop performance in front of thousands of screaming fans. When I returned to my trailer, I found a strange wedding cake waiting for me. What was that doing here? Suddenly, a guy burst out and rushed towards me.
Marry me, Lisa!
I don't even know you! I flipped him over and pinned him down. Piece of cake for me. Pun intended. I was also a Taekwondo champion. Eventually, security rushed in, followed by my parents.
Lisa, are your vocal cords okay? Did he damage them?
My cords are fine. So's the rest of me, if you're wondering.
How long did it take you to bring him down? Better not be longer than 5 seconds. Otherwise, I'll have to train you even harder. Taekwondo is all about speed, you know.
I rolled my eyes at my parents. They could be so unbelievable sometimes. Hi, my name is Lisa, and I'm from South Korea. You'd think being a K-pop star and Taekwondo champion at the same time would be a dream. But for me, it was a literal nightmare. Because of my parents, I had to juggle these completely different lives, and it was exhausting. One time, I even had to do a Vogue interview in the middle of a fight. For many years, I managed to scrape by with juggling these two lives. But when I turned 16, things reached their boiling point. About the only time I really felt at peace was when I was in school studying my favorite subject, science. One day, I was working on this cool new invention that would filter water for the homeless when suddenly Mom burst through the door.
Lisa, you have a photo shoot in 10 minutes. Come on, the helicopter's waiting.
Here we go again. Mom, you can't just barge in here. I was cut short by Dad leaping in through the open window like a Spider-Man wannabe.
Lisa, a sports magazine wants to do an interview with you right now. Let's go.
And to make things worse, the paparazzi appeared.
Lisa, you won't be able to manage K-pop and Taekwondo forever. Which career will you pick? Come on, Lisa, pick K-pop.
No, pick Taekwondo.
In all the mayhem, I tried to back away but accidentally knocked over my invention. It shattered to pieces. That's when I lost it. I've had it with all of you! I grabbed a paparazzi's camera and smashed it under my foot and left them all gaping at me like a bunch of fish. The very next day, my angry face was on the cover of every magazine in the country. The media said I was becoming too violent and should be canceled.
Her K-pop career could be ruined because of this. This is all your fault.
You're the one that hired a helicopter. She could be banned from Taekwondo because of you.
Enough! I can't keep living like this. I can't make both of you happy. I can't keep juggling these different lives. So I need to make a decision. Away from you two. Despite my parents' protests, I needed to get away and find a clear head so I could finally decide what career path I should focus on. I left Seoul that same day and moved to the countryside where my aunt Sung lived. We used to hang out a lot when I was younger, but since my K-pop and Taekwondo life grew and grew, I saw her less and less. As I arrived at her house, I glanced at my new reflection. I had to wear a disguise so people wouldn't recognize me. It was crazy how different I looked. I was really looking forward to finally having a break. I screamed in shock when I found a stranger tying Aunt Sung to a chair.
Get away from her, you creep!
I charged forward and tackled the guy, but Aunt Sung shouted at me to stop.
Sweetie, it's fine. He's not harming me. This is Yoo-jun. He's painting a portrait of me, and I asked him to tie me up. It's symbolic.
Yeah, now, can you get off me?
Oh, sorry about that. Yoo-jun stood up and glared at me, but I was speechless because he was so handsome.
Is that how barbarians say hello?
Barbarian? What was I supposed to do? I thought you were kidnapping my aunt.
It's just a misunderstanding. Tea, anyone?
I'll come back later, when there won't be any civilized girls attacking me.
As he left, my blood boiled as if it was on fire.
I'm so glad to see you. Stay here as long as you need, Lisa. We have much to catch up on.
I've missed this, Aunt Song. On my first day at school, the most miraculous thing happened. No one noticed me. For once, I could walk through the halls without being chased by fans. I was so happy. My first class was chemistry, and we had to make a mystical cloud from hydrogen peroxide. The girl next to me must have mixed the wrong liquids, because suddenly there was an explosion, and we were both covered head to toe in foam.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Here, you can slap me if you want. I totally deserve it. Slap me. Slap me.
Whoa, relax, Tiger. I'm not gonna slap you. It was an accident.
I thought nerds were supposed to be smart. You both look like dessert.
One more word, and this dessert is going to fry your butt in hot oil. Later in the cafeteria, Hannah came up to me looking nervous.
Thank you for defending me back there.
You're welcome. My name is Lee... I stopped myself just in time. I forgot I had to start giving a fake name as part of my disguise.
Linda. My name is Linda. Do you want to sit and have lunch with me?
You want to have lunch with me? But you're so pretty and I'm just an ugly nerd.
Don't ever call yourself that. You're beautiful just as you are. People should stop caring about their looks all the time. It's the heart that counts. So come and sit with me, Hannah. We
instantly hit it off. Even though Hannah didn't have many friends, I didn't care. She was super funny, and I was happy to have a normal friendship for once. One day, we were chatting in the hallway at school, and I noticed she had a poster of me in her locker.
Oh, are you a fan of Lisa? Are you kidding me? She's my idol! She's so talented and beautiful! She's just perfect!
Hannah continued fangirling over me, and it was surreal. She had no idea the person she was talking about was standing right next to her. Then, a deep voice spoke up.
Really? Lisa's your favorite artist? She's such a fake.
The mystery man shut his locker, and I was stunned to see it was Yoo Jun!
Oh, it's you. You shouldn't eavesdrop on people's conversations. Now that's barbaric. How can you say that? Lisa is literally my hero.
Lisa doesn't really love K-pop. You can see it in her eyes. She's lost in there.
You don't even know her. You don't know anything.
The eyes don't lie, Chico.
Yoo-jin shrugged and walked off, but I was still a little shaken. Was he right? Did I always have a lost look in my eyes when I performed? My thoughts were interrupted when Hannah poked me.
I've heard rumors about him. Supposedly, his parents died in a house fire that he started. And he's the leader of a criminal gang. And he even eats bullets for breakfast. I'd stay away from him if I were you.
You don't have to tell me twice. He's super annoying.
One time at soccer practice, I noticed him staring at Hannah. And no matter how much I glared at him, he wouldn't stop.
I think you need to work on your creeping skills. Why are you staring at Hannah?
Creeping skills? I'm not staring at Hannah.
Yoo-jin scribbled in his book again, and I snatched it away.
You need to apologize to her, because this behavior is...
I froze when I saw the drawings in the sketchbook. They were all of me.
You were drawing me? I thought you hated me.
I don't hate you. And I was drawing you because beautiful people are easier to draw.
Okay, where did that come from? Yoo-jin thought I was beautiful? Before I could say anything, Hannah grabbed my hand and pulled me away.
Linda, coach is calling you. She's my friend, not yours.
I didn't really pay much attention to what Hannah said, but I wish I had. Maybe things would have turned out better, but I wasn't thinking about Hannah. I wanted to know more about Yoo-jun. So when he came over to our house to work on his painting, I discovered he was actually very funny and kind. I was surprised. He wasn't at all the brooding, merciless criminal leader Hannah made him out to be.
This painting needs something else to give it that extra oomph.
How about bananas flying in the background?
Ha, I like it. Bananas flying with bow ties.
After that, we started hanging out more and more. One time, we were hanging out at the park, and Yoo-jin was drawing portraits of me.
You know, your face is really similar to Lisa the K-pop star.
What? No, don't be silly. We don't look anything alike.
Quickly, I tried to change the subject.
You know, I heard a bunch of rumors that you're a criminal gang leader.
I've heard those same rumors. They started when a student saw me talking to a police officer after I found a cat stuck up a tree. Rumors spread like wildfire in small villages like this. Did you believe the rumors?
What? Me? Believe those rumors? Never. By the way, random question. You don't eat bullets for breakfast, do you?
This time, Yujin laughed so hard that he stopped drawing and rolled on the ground in laughter. My face flushed red with embarrassment, but I started laughing too just because of Yujin's laugh. I realized this was the hardest I'd laughed in years. It felt really good.
Linda, run while you can! Hannah, what in the flying fish are you doing?
Yujin pulled her off easily since she was basically half his height, but then she tried to...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Drag me away.
I'm saving you from being his captive. That's what friends do.
Yujin isn't holding me captive. Besides, even if he was, I would whoop his butt in an instant.
She is a great butt whooper.
No! You can't be friends with him! You're supposed to be only my friend! Why would you want to hang out with this freak? Hannah, don't call him a freak. He's sweet and kind, and he's my friend. Just like how you're my friend. For now.
This was a different side to Hannah that I didn't like. For the rest of the week, she would try to interrupt Yujin and I whenever we hung out. It was getting really obsessive. Eventually, I told her to back off.
Just because I'm friends with you doesn't mean I can't be friends with anyone else. You don't own me, Hannah.
Oh, I see how it is. You think you're so popular now. You're too cool for me, the nerdy kid. Fine, be that way, but you're gonna regret this.
And with those last words, she left and stopped talking to us. Or so I thought. Yujin became my bestie at school. One day, we were having lunch, and I was showing Yujin this funny meme on my phone, when suddenly, I got a text message from Jungkook.
What? Was that a text from Jungkook? As in, the Jungkook from BTS?
No. Must have been a scam or something.
I couldn't let Yujin know I was friends with the real Jungkook. Otherwise, he would know my true identity. I was about to show him another meme when suddenly something wet and sloppy fell on my head. I cried out. A spaghetti dropped on my shoulders.
Oops. Sorry. I must have slipped.
I was ready to give her the butt-kicking of her life, but my stomach dropped when I realized my wig was slipping. I ran off while Hannah and everyone else laughed at me. I made it to the bathroom and took off my wig to rinse the bolognese sauce. I thought I had locked the door, but then it opened, and Yujin was standing there with his jaw hanging open.
Linda, you're Lisa, the K-pop star Lisa. I knew it, but how?
I'm sorry I had to lie to you. I came here to get away from my life, and I've had to hide my identity. Only Aunt Sung knows. Please don't tell anyone.
Of course. I won't tell anyone. Your secret's safe with me.
We hugged, and it felt so good to know someone knew my secret. Now I didn't have to keep lying to Yujin. I could finally be myself around him. That night, we arrived at my house to tell Aunt Sung that Yujin knew about my identity. When we walked in, we found her unconscious on the floor. We quickly rushed her to the hospital, and the doctor said she had been poisoned by the dirty water.
Why don't you have a filtration system to clean the water?
We don't have any funding. There's nothing we can do.
I'll see about that.
I remembered my first water filtration invention I had made ages ago. It took a while, but eventually I managed to replicate it and had it installed at the well. I did it anonymously, so I didn't bring any attention to myself. Aunt Sung, meanwhile, was still in a coma, and Yujin would often keep me company while we visited her. He was really supportive through it all, and I was so grateful to have him in my life. One night, we were walking home from the hospital, when suddenly, there were footsteps behind us, and someone dropped a note at my feet. The stranger disappeared, but when I read the note, I gasped. It read, "Reveal yourself, or I will."
Oh no, someone knows about me!
Why does it matter if someone knows who you are?
Because it's the whole reason why I'm here. I need to make a decision. Drop K-pop or Taekwondo. I still don't know what to do.
I know exactly how you feel. Before I became a painter, my parents pushed me to be a lawyer and a doctor. It took me a while, but I soon realized that I didn't like either of those careers. So I moved out here and pursued painting. It's what truly makes me happy. So maybe for you,
It's not a matter of picking one or the other. Maybe there's something else you love.
Yeah, maybe there is.
After a few weeks, Aunt Sung finally woke up, and we moved back home. When she heard what I'd done with the filtering system, she was so proud.
This is incredible, Lisa. I didn't know you were a scientist.
I've always loved science at school. I guess with K-pop and Taekwondo, I just sort of forgot about science.
Maybe you should think about taking it back up again. You've made an excellent start here.
Before I could say anything, the window glass shattered, and a horde of paparazzi poured in.
Lisa, why are you hiding?
Are you quitting K-pop or Taekwondo?
Get away from her. You can't barge in here like this.
How did you even know I was hiding here?
Someone named Yu Jun told us. He said you were hiding under a fake name in disguise. We had to pay him a big reward for the details.
I felt like my whole world had crumbled to sand.
How could you? I opened my heart to you!
Lisa, I swear, I have no idea what they're talking about.
I'm such a fool! Hannah was right! You're nothing but a lying, freakish criminal! Everyone, out now! Especially you!
I had to get out of there as soon as possible. When I arrived back in Seoul, my parents flooded me with K-pop and Taekwondo. It's like I'd never even left. They hadn't changed at all, but they had no idea I had become an entirely new person. So when I walked into the Taekwondo stadium, instead of starting my fight, I ran off and grabbed a mic and addressed the world.
Stop. Lisa, what are you doing? Get back to your fight.
Mom, Dad, there's something I need to tell you. You want me to follow in both of your footsteps. And for a while, I thought I could. But a former friend helped me discover the obvious. I don't even like K-pop or Taekwondo. You asked me to make a decision to drop one or the other, but I'm making a different decision. I'm dropping both to pursue science. These other things are all about me and my ego. With science, it's all about helping other people. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I won't be your puppet anymore.
My parents looked like two shocked goats as I dropped the mic and walked out. I felt sorry for them, but also free. I realized I could do whatever I wanted now. That evening, when they knocked on my bedroom door, I expected to get the scolding of a lifetime, but instead, they both hugged me tightly.
We just wanted to say.
How sorry we are. I guess we were so caught up in what we thought was best for you that we forgot you had a life of your own.
So, you'll let me pursue science? What? Of course not! Science is such a nerdy subject. What about fashion?
Psh, fashion. She should be studying engineering.
I glared at them until they finally relented.
Of course you can pursue science. You're a smart girl, Lisa. No matter what you do, we'll support you.
Your mother's right, for once. You have my full support to pursue science.
Thank you for understanding. Now you just need to work hard so you can go to Harvard.
No, Cambridge.
Harvard!
Cambridge.
My parents weren't gonna change overnight, but the fact they let me pursue science was a good start. My K-pop and Taekwondo days were over, and now I could finally do what I actually loved. I went to neither Cambridge nor Harvard. Instead, I attended a uni in South Korea and studied biomechanical engineering. One of my projects even received national recognition. At the award ceremony, I was shocked to see.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hannah in the crowd, but when she spotted me, she immediately started running.
Wait, Hannah! Don't beat me up!
Why would I do that? I'm happy to see you. I actually owe you an apology. You were right about Yujin. He betrayed me and you warned me about him, but I didn't listen. I hope you can forgive me.
You don't know anything!
Hannah, what aren't you telling me? We're friends. You can tell me anything.
We can't be friends because I have a confession. Yujin never told the paparazzi about you. I did. I used Yujin's name so it would look like he betrayed you. I saw you in the bathroom when you took off your wig, and I was the one who left the threatening note.
What? Why would you do all this?
Because I was jealous of Yujin. I wanted you back as my friend. I'm so sorry. Now you know why we can't ever be friends. I've ruined everything.
I was speechless, but I knew what needed to be done. It was the opposite of what I would usually do. It's okay. I know you've had a tough time at school, and all you wanted was a friend. Well, I can still be that friend.
You mean it? Wait, are you going to kick my butt first?
My butt-kicking days are behind me. I said goodbye to Hannah and left the award ceremony immediately because I realized I had to find Yujin and apologize to him. The last time we spoke, I had called him a traitor when really, I was the one who had betrayed him. I got home, but when I walked in, Yujin was waiting in the living room.
Yujin?
Lisa, I didn't betray you.
I know. Hannah just confessed. She's the one who framed you. I should have believed you. Without you, I never would have realized my true dreams.
I guess we both found our true dreams in the end.
You mean your painting?
Try again. My true dream is much more beautiful.
Yujin leaned in, and we kissed like we were in some kind of fairy tale. And we were. I started off following my parents' path, but now I was writing a story of my own making. And it was off to a great start.